After a 1 week hiatus, I'm back to break down some more data analysis for IDP. And oh boy, we've got a lot to cover today. So let's jump right in. I'm your host, Evan Ronda, host of the IDP Game Theory Podcast, contributor for footballguys.com, the IDP Show, and the IDP After Show. Let's go ahead and hit our first trend. Minnesota edge Marcus Davenport is back. Davenport made his full debut for the Vikings in Week 4 and followed up his solid performance with another strong game in Week 5. This defensive line is desperate for anyone who can rush the quarterback opposite Danielle Hunter, and Davenport is a clear upgrade over DJ Wonnum. While his current pace is unsustainable, managers should believe in Davenport's ability to contribute at times going forward. New England edge Anfernee Jennings led the team in snaps from the edge. With Matthew Judon missing about 2 months with an injury, there was a massive vacated role on the Patriots' defensive line. I expected Josh Uche and Keon White to fill that role, but actually, Jennings gained the most value. He also leads the team in pass rush win rate in true pass sets via PFF. While he has accomplished this in a small sample of snaps, managers can be optimistic about his production potential for deep leagues. Bills linebacker Matt Milano suffered a season-ending injury in Week 5. Filling in for him was Tyrell Dodson, who played 62% of snaps, and Dorian Williams, who played 37%. The starting linebacker position in Buffalo is a valuable one for fantasy, and one of these two players should see an immediate boost to their production going forward. Dodson should be the priority add as he earned more snaps and played above Williams in the preseason, but there is also a small chance that neither player earns a full-time role, and they rotate instead. That would not be ideal. Managers should hope for one of these backups to fill in as an every-down player. Dallas linebacker Leighton Vander Esch may miss time with a neck injury. Teammate Damone Clark is second on the team in snaps at the linebacker position. If LVE misses any time, Clark should see an increase in snap share as his replacement. He has a 16% tackle efficiency so far this season and could be a solid starting option in moderately deep leagues for as long as Vander Esch is out. Also, keep an eye on Micah Parsons playing more snaps at off-ball linebacker, as mentioned by Cowboys defensive coordinator Dan Quinn. Indianapolis linebacker E.J. Speed played a full-time role with Shaquille Leonard out. Leonard suffered a groin injury ahead of the Colts' Week 5 game and was ruled out, leaving Speed as the remaining starter alongside Zaire Franklin. Leonard's status for Week 6 remains to be seen, but if he misses any more time, managers can trust Speed as a starting option in moderately deep leagues. His Week 5 production was not ideal, but should regress positively with similar usage. Houston linebacker Denzel Perryman returned from injury to play 46% of defensive snaps. Perryman was working back from an injury, which is likely why he saw limited work. As he gets healthy, managers should expect fewer snaps from Blake Cashman, who played 96% of defensive snaps. Meanwhile, Henry To'o played 97% of defensive snaps and will remain a starting option as long as the coaching staff chooses to keep him on the field. New York Giants linebacker Isaiah Simmons played 100% of defensive snaps in Week 5. Micah McFadden missed Week 5 with an ankle injury, leaving a vacated linebacker role for the Giants. Simmons played as his replacement, and earned a 17% tackle efficiency in the process. While this was a solid performance, managers should look to sell high as Simmons' snap volume and production will take a dip once McFadden returns. Cincinnati safety Jordan Battle played 39% of defensive snaps in Week 5. Battle has not been on the field for much of his rookie campaign so far, but his Week 5 performance should give managers some optimism going forward. He isn't start-worthy just yet, but if he manages to earn a full-time role above Nick Scott, he will become a starting option. On that note, Scott himself is now too risky to be started until we see how his usage looks going forward. Philadelphia safety Justin Evans played above Terrell Edmonds in Week 5. The Eagles have changed up the usage for their three safeties a few times this season. The one constant is Reed Blankenship holding a starting role. Evans and Edmonds appear to be in a competition for the remaining full-time role, but it remains to be seen who will ultimately win out. In the meantime, managers should not start Edmonds and should avoid starting Evans unless they have to. But given the depth of the safety position across the league, I have a hard time believing any manager would need to start him either. Our final trend of the day is New Orleans safety Marcus May is returning from suspension in Week 6. While he's been away, the Saints have used Jordan Howden, Jonathan Abram, and Lonnie Johnson. None of them have performed all that well. When May returns, he will step back into a full-time deep safety role with a moderate tackle floor and some pass rush upside. That's it for this week's episode of the IDP Game Theory Podcast. Thanks so much for listening, and remember that if you have any questions regarding what I covered on the show today, or anything else fantasy related, you can reach out to me on Twitter or Instagram at IDPEvan. Thanks for tuning into the show this week. I always appreciate it. I'll catch you on the next one, and in the meantime, peace out.